Yeah, there you go. Very interesting. Jamie Briggs. And you could apply that to Jamie Briggs and Amanda Rishworth, both of them, in varying respects. Jamie Briggs, Liberal Member for Mayo. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Did he discover whether the chicken became before the egg, though?
I think he's working on that. That's next year's Nobel Prize. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And Amanda Rishworth, Labor MP for Kingston. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda, what's your theory on why the universe is expanding? Have you...
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me about dark matter, because I'd much prefer to talk about tax.
You might say it's Tony Abbott.
Well, is
a dark matter.
He could be seen as the dark matter in the parliament. Look, to be honest, I'm going to leave that to the Nobel Prize laureate. Actually, I think he's best qualified to.
Amanda, I think that's a great call. I think it's a great call. And leave it to me and David. We're across it all.
Oh,
that's
I think
fine.
Both of you as well. Absolutely.
Exactly. Now, Amanda, this tax forum, I thought the whole idea of a tax forum is that we pay less tax. I hadn't heard the less tax mantra coming out. It all seems to be about new taxes, more taxes, higher taxes, and shifting taxes. Is that a good thing?
Well, look, I think there's been a lot of discussion. There's been discussion about the corporate rate of tax. There's been discussion about increasing even more than already has been proposed the non-tax threshold that people, before they actually pay tax. So there has been discussions as well as different types of ideas and new taxes. And you can see there's been actually a lot of debate, not just with governments, but in between community groups and between different groups of people. So I think there has been a pretty broad-reaching debate of what potential taxes there could be, but also about tax cuts that could be, but also, as you mentioned, actually streamlining taxes and looking at more efficient ways. And I think that there's, you know, personally, I think there needs to be three principles, and that includes efficiency, fairness, and also increasing participation, and that's certainly been the view of the government.
So increasing, that's code for getting more tax from people, but maybe...
No, increasing participation is actually about looking at ways you can encourage people into work. So, you know, for example, increasing the tax-free threshold, which we propose to do is tripling that, actually encourages people to actually get into the workforce.
Jamie Briggs, Liberal Member for Mayo. You were interested in Jack Snelling's comments yesterday, or lack of comment really, about whether the South Australian government should look at getting rid of payroll tax in exchange for a push for more GST.
Well, I just thought Jack Snelling yesterday was appalling. I mean, this guy's a new treasurer. He's been in the job for a few months. I think it's a few months, isn't it? And, you know, there's no agenda at all. I mean, he's got no idea at all about what he wants to do with the state, and the state needs some reform. I mean, we can sit and continue and go along as we are, and I think that would be that'd be a failure of his position. It strikes me as strange that a state treasurer wouldn't be arguing when the Commonwealth government's trying to put pressure on them to reduce ineffective taxes. And the states do have a lot of ineffective taxes. Stamp duty is probably the most ineffective of the lot. That they wouldn't be arguing, or at least proposing, that we look at extending the stretch of the GST. I mean, let's not forget the GST in the first place was meant to be applied to food and services, but part of the deal, because the Labor Party's complete opposition to the GST, even when it got an electoral mandate, meant that a deal had to be done with the Democrats and excluded food and services. Now,
and would you like to unwind that?
Well, look, I think it has to be discussed. I mean, if you're serious about having a tax forum, Ken Henry said yesterday you could have written a script before this even began. I mean, you've got every player arguing someone else should be taxed more and they should be taxed less at this forum. I mean, it's extremely predictable. There'll be no outcome from it. It's $1 million of taxpayers' money being spent on it. And you've got a state treasurer in South Australia who's got no ideas at all. He's got no idea about the future of the state's tax base, about streamlining taxes like payroll tax. Payroll tax is actually not a bad tax if it's elegantly put in place. It's at the moment, because you've got carve-out and exemptions, it makes it, it's an employment disincentive tax.
But, I suppose the embargo on the GST, or, you know, the GST free zone on fresh food was there for a very good reason. And that is
it was there for a political reason to get us through the Senate. That's what it was there for.
Okay.
Oh, James, come on.
Your party opposed it completely. Your party opposed it, so it's no surprise that you opposed the GST until your state treasurer has worked out this is a great revenue source.